Blog Talk Radio.
When they took us from Africa, they stripped us of our diamonds and our gold and our silver, our material resource, our spiritual resource, and our youth resource. And we became here. Most of the time, we didn't have shoes. We went barefoot. Huh? Stripped a black woman of whatever little cat of rag.
Yes, good evening. I am your host, Chan Chroma. Thank you for tuning into Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced tonight. The name of this program is Open Mic, What's Going On in 2022 for Black People. Please call in with your comments, questions, and concerns. The number is 516-418-5996. And press 1 and you'll be added to the queue. What's going on for Black people in 2022? Open mic discussion, waiting on callers. But in the meantime, where are damn tangibles? Where are reparations, Black family? We seem to keep voting just to be voting. The midterms are coming up and these Democrats want us to go out and vote. Vote for what? If we're not getting no tangible benefit from voting, what is the point of voting? So, it's 2022, Black family, and we still ain't got our damn tangibles. Jim Crow Biden's been in office for a year, it'll be in a couple of days, and we haven't got nothing tangible, but the LGBTQ done got some tangible. The illegal immigrants then got something tangible. The Asians then got something tangible. The so-called Native Americans then got something tangible. But Black people, foundational Black Americans, American descendants of slavery or descendants of African slaves, haven't gotten anything tangible. So I was hoping to have an open mic discussion tonight on that very topic. So I'm waiting on people to call in. I could put on another song while we're waiting. Rest in power to Dr. Khaled Muhammad. We just celebrated his born day last week. In addition, my born day was this past Sunday. And yeah, Black family, the struggle continues on. It's a new year, but the struggle continues. So I'm going to put on another song while we're waiting on people to get in the on the show.
When they took us from Africa, they stripped us of our diamonds and our gold and our silver, our material resource, our spiritual resource, and our youth. We didn't have shoes, we went barefoot. Huh? Stripped a Black woman of whatever little cat rag she had. 9 months pregnant. Tie her up. Tie horses to one leg. Horses to the other leg. Beat the horses, make them run in opposite directions until they rip and pull the Black woman apart and the unborn Black baby fall from her and a no-good cracker would bring another Black
of self and their knowledge of their God, Allah.
No more often, not for me. No more often, not for me.
This process rendered them defenseless, so that even after their release from physical bondage, they were unable to resist those who would take advantage of their condition.
Because we have stood up for nonviolence with all of our hearts, and those who will make this peaceful revolution impossible will make a violent revolution inevitable.
Many great leaders from different backgrounds and with different ideologies rose from the ranks of blacks in America hoping to better the condition of their people. Among these leaders was the most honorable Elijah Muhammad.
The so-called American Negroes have to be completely re-educated. They have to be completely made over again. And the condition that he is now in, he's not fit for self. And Islam gives him that qualification that he can feel proud and does not feel ashamed.
Greetings to you. I'm Elijah Muhammad.
It is Islam that you must have today. Without Islam, you cannot see the hereafter. The Holy Quran plainly teaches us that if we come upon the resurrection day with a religion other than Islam, Allah will not accept it. He accepts only Islam. Islam is the true religion of Almighty God, Allah, and his prophets. The religion, its name is called in the Arab language, but the word means only entire submission to the will of God. So it's up to you and me to submit to God and be saved, protected from the evil that is coming upon this world.
To understand this, you have to go back to what young brother here referred to as the house Negro and the field Negro, back during slavery. There was two kinds of slaves. There was the house Negro and the field Negro. The house Negro, they lived in the house with master. They dressed pretty good. They ate good because they ate his food, what he left. They lived in the attic or the basement, but still they lived near their master. And they loved their master more than the master loved himself. They would give their life to save their master's house quicker than the master would. The house Negro, if the master said, "We got a good house here," the house Negro said, "Yeah, we got a good house here." Whenever the master said "we," he said "we." That's how you can tell a house Negro. If the master's house caught on fire, the house Negro would fight harder to put the blaze out than the master would. If the master got sick, the house Negro would say, "What's the matter, boss? We sick. We sick." He identified himself with his master more than his master identified with himself. And if you came to the house Negro and said, "Let's run away. Let's escape. Let's separate," that house Negro would look at you and say, "Man, you crazy. What you mean, separate? Where is there a better house than this? Where can I wear better clothes than this? Where can I eat better food than this?" That was that house Negro. In those days, he was called a house nigger. And that's what we call him today, because we still got some house niggers running around here. This modern house Negro loves his master. He wants to live near him. He'll pay three times as much as the house is worth just to live near his master. And then brag about, I'm the only Negro out here.
I'm the only one on my job. I'm the only one in this school. You nothing but a house Negro. And if someone come to you right now and say, let's separate, you say the same thing that the house Negro said on the plantation. What you mean, separate? From America? This good white man? Where you gonna get a better job than you get here? I mean, this is what you say. I ain't left nothing in Africa. That's what you say. Why, you left your mind in Africa. On that same plantation, there was the field Negro. The field Negro, those were the masses. There was always more Negroes in the field than there was Negroes in the house. The Negro in the field caught hell. He ate leftovers. In the house, they ate high up on the hog. The Negro in the field didn't get nothing but what was left of the insides of the hog. They call them chitlins nowadays. In those days, they call them what they were, guts. That's what you were, a gut eater. And some of you are still gut eaters. The field Negro was beaten from morning till night. He lived in a shack, in a hut. He wore cast-off clothes. And he hated his master. I say he hated his master. He was intelligent. That house Negro loved his master. But that field Negro, remember, they were in the majority. And they hated the master. When the house caught on fire, he didn't try and put it out. That field Negro prayed for a wind, for a breeze. When the master got sick, the field Negro prayed that he died. If someone come to the field Negro and said, let's separate, let's run, he didn't say, where are we going? He said, any place is better than here. You got field Negroes in America today. I'm a field Negro. The masses are the field Negroes. When they see this man's house on fire, you don't hear these little Negroes talking about our government is in trouble. They say the government is in trouble. Imagine a Negro, our government. I even heard one say, our astronauts. They won't even let him near the plant. And our astronauts, our Navy, that's a Negro that's out of his mind. That's a Negro that's out of his mind. Just as the slave master in that day used Tom, the house Negro, to keep the field Negroes in check, the same old slave master today has Negroes who are nothing but modern Uncle Toms, 20th century Uncle Toms, to keep you and me in.
Brother Isaiah, is that you? Hello?
Yep. Hello?
Hey, Love, Light, and Black Empowerment, how you doing?
Listen. Oh, I'm Black in Power, Black Empowerment. I guess I'm the only one calling in, huh?
It's me and you right now.
Okay.
That I wasn't gonna have time today due to Denver City Council, but
gosh,
meeting early, so I had enough time to create the show and put it on.
Oh, okay. It's all good. So what's the show about tonight?
So we're having an open mic discussion on what's going on in 2022 for Black people.
Oh, okay. Well, you know it's gonna be the same shit.
So I'm more referencing our tangibles. Where the hell are our damn tangibles?
Right.
From politicians keep seeking our vote.
Right. We need our tangible. We need our reparations. Like, sure. We need that. Like, to me, you know, it's going to be the same routine over and over again until that we have to stand up for it.
Yeah.
And this corona, the so-called pandemic, well, called scandemic, that shit ain't going nowhere, no time soon. It's going to be here for 2023, 2024, 2025, all the years around. They still want to control us by Wendy's Max, and I'm still not taking that booster shot. So, no offense, can stop me. Yeah, do not take that. Right.
Shot, I ain't taking none of that shit.
Exactly. They don't know what's up in there. They can affect you, you know, pass a layout on the floor, or, you know, and, you know, the most people right now dying right now from that shit. So yeah, I ain't taking it.
The people that's dying got the vaccine, Brother Isaiah.
Exactly. It's crazy.
Across this world, there is protests and riots going on as a result of this.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, most definitely.
On board and start some shit, because this is ridiculous. They are forcing just like they're forcing that GQ shit on us. They're forcing the scandemic on us. To take away whatever civil liberties we had, they're gone. So if they're 9/11, they done took it all away with this COVID shit.
Like, you know, this is really, this world is going to fall flat. Like, really, though.
Well, Isaiah, it ain't all that. It was like a mild flu. I had that shit from it. Like, I can see if you have pre-existing conditions.
Yeah.
But if you have pre-existing conditions, I don't see you dying from this shit. I really don't. But when I see people from vaccine, left and right, we just lost, I don't know if you remember, but there was a rapper by the name of CPO.
CPO, I think I've heard of him. What and he got on the COVID shot.
I believe so. You know, every time somebody come up dead, they putting down COVID, so it ain't no telling what killed him. But he just passed. All right. I don't know if you're old enough to remember the Murder Was the Case soundtrack.
Oh yeah, I remember.
Yeah, he had a song on there with another cat named Boss Hog. And, they just died. CPO just died. I don't know what he died.
Like I said, Brother Jay, because of the COVID shot, you know, I'm telling you, you know, just like with the other dude, what's his name? Hank, what's his name? The baseball player dude?
Yeah, Hank Aaron.
Yeah, Hank Aaron was like, and he died from that, and they trying to say, like, and what's the cause of death? They trying to figure it out, you know, because of, you know, taking that shot. That shot is so effective.
It's not effective. They already proven that it's only good for 6 months. That's why they have you take the boost on top of it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but it was like two shots. Now the booster is the third shot. Like, God damn. Like and how many shots now? We tried to force those on us, too. I'm trying to force that on us. So, and how many shots is that? God damn. enough already.
They already have four shots. Because remember when it first hit, it said, oh, you got to take the first shot. Then six months after,
you
need another shot. Then 6 months after,
it's
a booster shot.
Another shot, right. Oh, yeah, you're right. And it was four. Now I think in the next month it's going to be five or six. Like, shit. God damn.
It's biological, technical warfare. It's a biological warfare.
Chemical warfare that's been going on, that's that.
Yeah, biotech,
all that shit.
Just like AIDS was, like, cancer.
Right, and they did not find, right, they didn't find a cure for no AIDS, for no STDs, for that either. So, they're not going to find no cure.
They don't call them STDs anymore, Brother Isaiah. They call them STIs, sexually transmitted. Because they claim have medicine that will treat you for the rest of your life so you can still live. So it's not life-threatening anymore.
Oh, it's not? Damn. So they've been making up this new words for that now. Making a new documents on that shit. Damn.
They already making robots that are human like.
I said before too in the last show, the AI is about to come about. They're going to make robots real.
Like Matrix.
Mm-hmm. Yep, them agents going to be coming.
Did you hear about the sun that the Chinese just created?
No. And lamb to the sun? And the Chinese people?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Sun, an artificial sun. And it's supposed to be five times hotter than the current sun.
Oh, my God. They always messing up shit. God damn. So they're going to make the sun even more hotter?
They have it contained a reactor, but they created they were working on creating an artificial sun that was five times hotter than the current sun.
Oh, damn. Oof. Damn, we can't have nothing, huh? They was messing up on my our father on Sun Ra. Now they want to
make a... about global warming. That shit it releases... This whole planet,
right?
It's not the whole solar system is done. So they working shit that's gonna destroy the whole planet.
Right. I like the sun and all that, but damn sure that and sure when they get a hold of it, they gonna this gonna burn us away and shit. Damn, messing up on our solar system, but that's what that we need to teach our black youth about the science and technology and all that.
Yes, it's a must. It's definitely a must, especially if we plan on building our own institutions and our own factories of production.
Right, And don't forget our own schools. They, you know, these public schools right now are teaching that that thing on LGBT whatever. Teaching the kids right now.
The schools don't educate; they indoctrinate.
Right.
That Shabaka's always saying.
Yeah, I was like, how, what the world, like, come on now, and kids should not be, learn about that shit, about queer history, like, what the hell is the queer history, like, what you say, like, what the hell?
And confusion to add to the mix, anything to distract
right.
the way of operations.
Mm-hmm, and that's all that is.
And there's an NFT floating around with a black child with a noose around his neck, with a
right.
BIA noose around his neck. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
But that's the
I seen that. Yeah, I think see it on your page. Did you post it on your page, Bubba J?
Yeah.
I seen that. I was like, what the hell was this? Yo. I swear, like black boy, swear they don't want black boys to be boys. They want black boys to be, you know, be like princesses, and black girls to be like prince. Like what the hell?
It's genetic annihilation. Boy knows they're dying out. Caucasoids, Caucasians, the hell you want to call them, Peckerwood. Mm-hmm.
All that. I call them I call them pink subhumans, and I don't even call them white. I call them pink. Yeah, I just call them pink because you know, I real white up in the dictionary. Ain't nothing to purr innocent about them.
Yeah, these beasts or savages.
They are kosher vultures also.
Yeah.
Because they always take them what's ours. They always make some money off of us on what's ours. And we never receive a goddamn dime. That's why that we need reparations and tangibles. 2022.
Right, so they're pushing this agenda down our throats because of genetic annihilation, as Dr. Francis Crespo so eloquently put it. So they want, they know they're dying out. They know their numbers are starting to dwindle, especially
because
they've already mapped out the same frame of which is going to be the minority in this country. So, and 2032, other reports are saying 2045. Either way, they are out, and they know it. They're trying to maintain their majority as they can, and they're trying to make sure South Africa, where they're the minority, yet they control everything.
Oh, hell no, we gotta stop that. And it's bad enough they over there they're down there pretending they are poor down there. So, you know, I'm saying myself like and they don't even know belong down there. So how the hell they got up in there trying to steal our sources. And our own information. So, and they don't belong down there. So I hope they kick their asses out of there. Sure, we cannot have nothing. Sure, can we have something?
Man, they don't want us to have those citizenship because we would go over to the mama land and get some shit straight.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want citizenship in any other African countries because they know it's foundation. American descendants of slavery went over there.
We definitely could shut it down. Just like up in back in 1804 down in Haiti, sure, and they kicked their asses right out. So when you start thinking like that,
right, and they still Haiti like shit today as a result of it,
right?
Still haven't gotten over a war, a victory.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for us in over 200 years.
Right. And we've been, sure, and we are the first one on this planet. Sir, we are, you know, well, we've been here over like million of years and centuries. They just came in for thousands of years and for thousands of years and take over. Like, sure. And I said, like, I'm tired of seeing a damn narrative, the same narrative every day.
Yeah, look, we're the oldest people on this planet, but look at our current condition.
Right. All this shit is happening. They have the highest crime rate. They have the highest the bill rate and all that kind of shit. I'm like, yeah, damn, they are the world of the destruction. No, damn,
yeah, they got us looking like we're the face of all that shit.
Right, and we are not a the threat to society. They're trying to make it as that. They're trying to put that on them. Because they're trying to put that right there in the mainstream news. We got to watch out for them.
And those that think like us, follow us, are identified as identity extremists because you're proud to be who you are. So you're automatically terrorists because you're going against this white supremacy.
Yep. Right. But I feel like, hey, like you know, I said this before, that black, you know, us black people, that we cannot be racist anyway, because we cannot hold control anything. So, and we, it's about time that we about to start controlling everything back. True, we are race first.
I keep
we're not
telling
race first.
Plantation, they don't want to hear it though. But I keep telling them, no plantation. On these other black media platforms that have call-in shows, I call in and I tell them, we're still on the plantation. It's a new day on the plantation. They have the next one. I ain't on no plantation. Like, food, the whole planet is a damn plantation. They moved from the land that they call the plantation to making the whole planet a damn plantation.
Right.
We're on this planet, you can go where you're going to escape racism and white supremacy. And black people this escapism that a whole lot of us love from what's really going on. A war, black family. How many more
They don't take the time out just to see it. They just want to be brainwashed for the rest of their lives.
And
you know what?
The war continues. Our my alpha continues.
Yeah, this straight came on continues with that there's some bullshit that we're living in. Sure. You cannot escape, like I say, you cannot escape white supremacy racism, because racism still exists. And they came on saying, oh no, racism is not all that bad. Like, are you fucking serious? When they be saying that, I just be looking at them like, awkward.
Her name is, but the lieutenant governor
Jamaica. She said, oh yeah, I've seen that too. She was saying, like, we can, like, I forgot what she said.
She said, the first thing I remember was, she said, we need to move on from slavery.
Oh, that's what she said, move on from slavery. Like, what? Is she ill or something? Tell me, like, what's going on? She be on drinking that back on Kool-Aid.
She's She's not FBA. She's a foundational Black American. She's an immigrant. She fought and died for people from the islands so you'll be able to come here.
Right. And that's the part that I don't get it. And I don't know why she said that. I don't know why that she said that, because, and she's from there, because it's like there's a lot of racism and colorism down there in the islands.
Yeah. She said some stupid shit about how this is not a racist country because I'm the lieutenant governor of the state.
Oh, Lord, she is too blind. Yo. Oh, man.
Quote me, Black family, but she said something stupid like that.
Right.
So y'all
and
can go
she
get it.
Yeah, if I say that, please don't post that on your page again, Brother Jay, so that everybody can see. Because this is ridiculous. She just won some of that my money. That's all that is. She won money, power, and greed.
Wine Sincere's. W I N S O M E. Sears. S E A R S. Her name. She has
Like, yeah, I was trying to dig up her name too. Like, what is her name? She got like
That she represents the first, like, not the first colony, but one of the first U.S. colonies. Virginia.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah, she sure. She cannot see racism down in Virginia or something. It's really wrong with her. Because, you know, Virginia down there, they are blunt down there. They're so blunt down there. And they're racist.
But I said, too many of our political leaders use race to divide. That's what she said. This is an immigrant. She's not foundational Black American. Her family did not build this country, any of that shit. She is from
She's
representing her, and she ain't even from this fucking country.
Exactly. That's what I've been saying. Like, and how the hell did she say something like that?
She said that, and we need to move on from slavery.
So, man, and she probably marry Brad at home.
I'm looking at her, and she looks like a damn mammy.
Yeah, you're right too. I think that's what she is too. Undercover mammy. That's so false. I would say that. I'm gonna tell our people it's the end of slavery. I'm like, what the hell? It's not the end of slavery. The mammy, right? Another mammy and the G mama too.
the Caribbean version. She moved here when she was 6 years old, and she hopes that that children today can find inspiration from her own experiences.
Sure. And what is that? what's the experience?
To give the Black family some context of what this mammy is coming from, she said, "I think I am a visual success story that says to people, you can do it. You will do it. No matter your color. No matter where you were born, because I am here, not my country, not my culture. I came from Jamaica. Here I have made it."
just because you're from Jamaica and you came to America, and you think racism is gone. Oh boy, I swear, our own people sometimes.
Such as,
right.
Are you going to look at the glass as half full or as half empty? Because if it's half empty,
you'll
that's
talk.
Life. That's where too many political leaders come from.
Right. Exactly. And they are not really leaders though. They just want to get into politicians for the money. So they're not really actually leaders. They just want to go up there just to talk the talk and not do the walk the walk.
Yeah, but that's what she said, Brother Isaiah. She said that's where too many of our political leaders come from, and all it does is nefarious agenda to divide us and say you're a victim. You're always going to. And the other people, the oppressors. So you need us. Well, I'm a victim of racial supremacy. I am proud to say it. I am a victim of racial supremacy.
And who wasn't? Who wasn't or hasn't been involved in racism? Sure, and we all have, for real.
Well, the closer we get to that, better off we'll be. But this chick don't represent.
Exactly. If I say it. I was going to say the same thing too, Brother Terry. And that chick do not represent us. Sure.
But this is who they want you to elect for office.
From down in Virginia, the most racist state in America history. Damn.
And then I don't even want to get into the comments because I know the white supremacists are loving that.
Yep. I can hear them now saying, oh, and she got our phone. We're going to vote for her. And, you know, and some of them are going to say, and we'll vote, and they're going to say the N-word, too. They're going to call every name by the book.
You know, that's their favorite word. They learn that very young. We have another. I think this is Lady Che.
Okay. Oh, Lady Che? Okay.
Yeah, I think it's Lady Che. And then another caller.
Cool, everybody coming in.
Press 1 and you'll go to the queue.
Yep, press 1, you'll be on the air.
All right, y'all are on the air. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Calling from Cleveland, Ohio. This is Miguel Abdulaziz, also known as Captain Sparks the Cracker Smacker.
Yes,
hey, brother.
Local
what's
chairman
up?
For the Fred Hampton Yacht Club of Cleveland, Ohio. Black Power.
Black Power, brother.
What's up?
Welcome.
We haven't heard from you in a while, bro.
Been busy trying to set this chapter up in Cleveland. Me and the Queen been moving around from a few states, and we ended up here in my hometown, so I'm going to set the chapter up for the gun club here. So I've been a little busy, y'all. I'm not, you know, I apologize. And I'm working, you know, so it's been a little tight. You know, I'm learning a valuable lesson about leadership.
Right.
How much time it takes out of your life. I've always been just a soldier, so this is new for me. So it's been a lot of little bumps and hiccups, but I'm getting by, you know.
Okay.
I'm still haven't successfully recruited anybody yet, but I'm working on it. Yeah, I'm glad. You know, I've been meaning to come on, and you know, Shabaka and Gentleman Kings, you know, apologizing for my absence, but like I said, I've been hella busy. This is all new to me. I understand why my leaders, you know, and those who are higher up in the organization, now I understand why they wear certain looks on their faces and, you know, and all y'all out there in leadership, I see y'all laughing and agreeing with me because this is like, you know, I'm 56 years old and I've always been a soldier. So this is, like I said, it's new for me, but I'm starting to understand some things and how frustrating it is, especially in each individual city.
Mm-hmm.
When you see, like here in Cleveland, me and McQueen been back here in Cleveland for 4 months now, and over 60 black people have been murdered.
Damn.
Cleveland is the wild, wild west of
2022.
Damn.
It's all black on black,
okay,
y'all.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Go ahead. Carry on, Jim.
It's real heartbreaking, you know. I left my city 7 years ago. I moved to Albany, New York. I've lived in North Carolina, you know, and I visit a few other cities. And to come back home, like the first night we were here, within an hour, maybe an hour after we were here, pow, 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 pow. Really?
Damn.
And, like, you know, I talk to people
that's
in the city because I've been going around in the city, and I'm like, is the police doing all this? And a brother told me, he said, no, that's just the thing, brother. They ain't the police.
They have to divide their brother. It sounds like they'll divide their brother, like, all day long. And I live in just a little city in Colorado, but this just happens to be the hot zone. So it's like that. It's not the police.
Right.
Actually, the police don't even want to deal with it. So, yeah,
now,
I understand.
Y'all remember when I was on last, we was talking about, when I was talking to y'all about the effects of this COVID.
Right. I call it not the pandemic, it's the scaredemic. That's all that
and
shit.
And now, since this COVID thing been going on, the murder and assaults and attack of the, you know, on the sisters, be it rape or physical abuse, has increased at least 95%.
Yep, it has.
Now, I don't, you know, we all have seen, and it has been proven, you can believe the lies if you want to, shot one, shot two, booster, and the booster to come is not stopping, fighting, changing the direction of COVID and it's all its buddies. So I'm going to say this again in the public ear. Y'all, if you took them shots, if you start changing, I'm cutting your head off. They put something in you. Into your body. And for whatever is coming, because, see, I did my own research, and I tie this into 5G, because it seems to me that every time they activate a 5G in certain cities, the numbers of the COVID go up. They spray the sky for 2 or 3 days.
That's crazy.
Because they're spraying the shit on us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to order, they got here in Ohio and Cleveland, you can order the COVID tests for free and they'll send you up to 3.
Sure.
So what
I'm
going to do, I'm going to take the first one, I'm going to do it live so everybody can see it from the beginning. I'm going to take the first one and I'm going to test my armpit.
Yeah.
And if my armpit tests positive, then it's what I've been telling people. Everybody that has taken the home test have tested positive, which means
is it like the virus in the test.
It's a nasal swab. Just like it's almost like the one they test you with out there in the street.
Yeah, and you can test it under your arm.
Yeah.
That's hella interesting. So, like, yeah, because it was on the news, like in the newspaper anyway, that they were going to start sending them, that they were using, said, get them sent to your house or whatever. And I was like, you know, because I had the virus, I didn't ever get the shot because they would all do that. You know, I won't believe in that. But, you know, it's everywhere. It's whatever they say. It's like a sense of panic. It's like it's being sprayed or something in the air, the water, whatever. Nobody can get rid of it. Nobody, they get it. They think they get well.
They're not trying to get rid of it. This is a production of population control. Our race being the central target of that population control. Because they can keep on taking census and telling you lies that we are the minority, we are not the minority, we are the majority on this planet. And Bill Gates and following instructions from Margaret Thatcher, or however you say her damn name. This is some long-term CIA planned out shit over 60 years of planning and execution.
Yeah, they're playing the long tenning game, Yeah,
you know,
because
see, look, think about it, y'all. They still ain't got one vaccine for certain other diseases. But not only do you have vaccines for COVID, you got vaccines for the next one coming down the pipe. You've already been preparing for this shit 10, 15 years ago. All the years popping up.
You've been making this shit.
Yes, you know, you sit on the shelf and wait till you implement your program.
Yep.
And then for a motherfucking president to tell me he's losing patience with me because I don't want to put that shit in my body. Really?
Yes.
And like I told my queen, I'm going to tell y'all,
right.
Once all these dummies out here get here and take all these shots, you better know that everybody that didn't, from one shot, two, to booster, three, and four, their name is down on a piece of paper. And like Brother RZA is saying, they coming for you. So clean your gun, get your Glocks ready, because
if you knock on my door, it's going to be a million things. Like, it's real shit, because that shit is scary. They want to force you to do something.
That's
right. Like, yeah, we're in our knowing, man.
That's
you
like an
affirmation
of your personal property.
I agree,
that
sir.
That fits your personal property, for real. If they come start knocking on your door and trying to make a fortune, take that shit.
It's mandatory. It's a mandate.
Right.
Well, see, if you study or know anything about law, a mandate is
law.
Not law.
Not
right.
law, yeah.
It's not a law. But half of these people out here heard that word and they ran their scary self to get the shot, got sick, some died, some still messed up. You take this shot, and we know people dropping dead. But like I said, every time they spray the sky and turn that shit on, the numbers go up. Watch. Now here, they're getting ready to do that here in Ohio. And we supposedly in Ohio got 800,000 cases of this COVID going on here in Ohio right now. But I'm going to tell you something. Last Sunday football game was sold out and the stadium was full. The Cavaliers game's been sold out. The stadium is full. Any kind of public activity has been full flowing. The cemeteries have not increased their burial numbers. So where are they doing with the bodies? I worked for the Catholic Cemetery Foundation here in Ohio for 4 years. I got friends still there. They say, man, we ain't getting all them bodies that they talking about.
The last thing
I figure they doing with the body is that they chopping it up, and you might have it at Wendy's, Burger King, or McDonald's.
I'm sorry, I apologize.
The Impossible Burger. You really think that's
plant-based? Oh my God, I can't
stop, man. I'm so sorry. That's not really not made from plant food, man.
We are being seasoned for consumption. Listen to what I just said. We are being seasoned for physical consumption. Think about it. All these different shots with all these different things in you. Everything they put out, the medications, the food, everything is to break down the black man and woman's body.
Right.
We know they're cannibals. Come on, y'all. They'll eat a horse and they'll fuck a horse. Come on.
Word. Oh, my God.
We're dealing with animals. Anytime you tell somebody they can eat anything, you know.
Diabolical, man. Diabolical.
It is, y'all. Definitely no doubt.
It really is. It really is, brother. You know what? It takes that type of shit take somebody to put that out there like that, you know, because a lot of people weren't paying attention, you know. They always say, oh, yeah, conspiracy theorists, or you just making that shit up. You trying to scare people. No, man.
The people, I talk about these things, because I go real far off the grid, because, see, Mars, I'm concerned these jokes is from another planet. Think about it.
Yeah, they ain't ready yet. Like yeah, this is radical.
Right.
Exactly.
And if you believe that we're the only intelligent life in all these universes, then you exist that fool, first of all. Second of all, we always heard a story about a signal coming from Alpha Centauri, so I did the research on the Alpha Centauri system, and it is a planet third from its sun, just like this. Okay, it's called Alpha Rex. Now, I looked at it, Alpha Rex, and Rex is a dog. Okay, Rex, dog. White people smell like what? Burn them. That planet is an ice planet. Come on, y'all, put it together. They've been pumping us for years
right.
in Star Wars, Star Trek, Battlestar Galactica, 3 Space 9, Feed, which is the Visitors. You remember that show where they were cleaning up the planet so they can what? Consume them. You know, you got to understand the white man. The white man don't have no taste in his mouth, so that's because they can't season food. We all know that. So they putting the seasoning in your ass so they can eat you later. Trust me on that. People disappearing. All these missing people, we ain't going to find them because they already in somebody's belly.
Oh, yeah.
They all missing. I said they all kidnapped. So, they're kidnapping.
That's what you can never find them. You can't find nothing of them.
You ain't going to find them.
You can't find nothing of them.
Somebody say one lady's been missing for 60 years. They ain't found bones or nothing because she been ate already. Excuse me, she been ate already.
Yep.
That's a conspiracy. You're crazy. I said, yeah, but you can believe in that invisible dude coming to save you that walked off a cross.
Right.
You believe that? You ain't seen him either, have you?
Right.
But Hollywood is the biggest truth ever. Hollywood done showed us everything, and we know that was just a movie. Okay, keep thinking that, because everything that you've ever seen happen in the movie done happen out here in the world. Look at this.
Subliminally testing you for hours.
We see stuff. When you see stuff with two eyes, and your mind takes it for what it is, then you're gonna be completely lost and unaware. But if you think with your mind's eye, you know, this is the way
you prepare
for something. It's called subliminal preparation.
Yep.
They get you seeing something, so when you see it, for real, it don't be so shocking to you.
Yeah,
and you're hoping that you don't react in time before whatever you see kills you. That's what it is. Those who took the shot, those who take the booster, if I'm around you, you start changing, I'm cutting your head off. My son took the shot. And he told me, he said, "Dad, is something wrong with this?" I said, "What?" He said, "I cut my leg and my blood came out of my leg black, not red.
Yep.
It was black."
Oh, my God.
Well, they're enhancing my abilities. I said, "Yeah, if you change, I'm cutting your head off.
I was asking you that question earlier in the week. I said, if you got somebody and they change, 20 minutes, like they got bit or something, all of a sudden they change and they start going after you. What are you gonna do? You love them or you kill them? What's the best thing to
do? I'm gonna love killing them.
I'm gonna kill you.
It's gotta be you.
Self-preservation kicking it in. Fuck you, I love you, bye.
Who said that? And light them up. That's right. Because, you know, we know about zombies. They get up and walk without a head sometimes.
Yep. Yeah, we gotta really go hard.
Go in your mind, think about saying, look at all the stuff you've seen on the television. Oh, The Walking Dead. That was a fantastic series, wasn't it?
It was. Right.
Yeah, I was on the straight.
Think about this path they're taking, this route. Mostly for the last 25 to 30 years, we've had a lot of space movies.
Mm-hmm.
And
evil
zombie movies. You know, it's been one of the two. Okay.
They presented it in The Purge, the 1998 one that came out in 1998. They presented this shit in The Purge.
Oh, the
original
Purge.
That right
purge,
there was exactly what we were going in. Yeah, that's exactly where we're going.
Well, if you think about it, that's what it's leading up to, because most of the states are going open carry without a permit, without nothing. Just get you a gun, because Ohio's going to turn like that. They already can carry, but now it's going to be permitless. So, I mean, you ain't got to have a license or a permit. Just put your gun on, which sounds to me like when that order going to come across, because, you know, white folks, they on code better than us. And they're going to give an order. Before black folks realize it, half of us going to be knocked down.
Right.
Any black movement or black militant organization, you got to know, you have to realize that we are first targets.
We are.
I
know where I'm at. Social media, even your phone, even if you're not on social media, your phone is locked in to the NSA and the United States military, National Guard.
Yeah. They know everything.
They know everything.
They know what we're carrying.
All of us have got our guns registered. Your gun is registered.
They know our information.
Every time you got ammo, you use your ID. They know what you got, and they're going to come.
Exactly. If somebody asks me if you want to be an organ donor, I'd be like, nope, I won't be no organ donor.
Yeah.
I have to change mine.
You don't even have to put that on your license now because if they decided they need your meddling, they're coming to get you if and or but organ donor or not.
Exactly.
True.
The more rich you get,
the more richly melanated you are,
the more valuable you will be.
And dark as I am, they can come get me. I got something for them.
I've been
in the penitentiary twice,
and
so that don't scare me.
Right.
I've been stabbed, I've been shot, I've been poisoned. That don't scare me. I worked in the cemetery for 4.5 years, so I understand the concept of that this flesh is going to fall and my spirit lives on. So if you want to, but see, like I say, if they kill me, I'm coming back as the worst tornado, earthquake, hurricane, typhoon they ever seen.
Exactly. I'm going to hit you in the worst way.
I'm taking my soul from Africa. I'm going to take my soul over to Africa and build up my energy, and I'm going to come back to the United States, and I'm going to rest.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm going to tell y'all this. You won't be harmed because I love y'all, so y'all won't be harmed, but anything that don't look like us is going too far.
I should be on that list. I'm serious. I'm not originally validated. I'm only 58% validated.
I'm going to tell you right
that
now,
counts.
If they come up for my ass, I'm going to
107%, you're good.
Okay, great.
Because you
got to
think they only a 0.5% of whatever they claim they are. If it wasn't for oxygen, their true color, their blood would show up. Because when they bleed, it's bright green. Because I believe they're lizards mixed with dogs.
That's horrible, man. It's really bad.
I be posting them up on my page. I said that they've just been born with
tails. Y'all might not believe this myth is true. This myth is true. That myth of Bigfoot. Y'all might not believe it's true, but I figured it out.
Yeah.
Let me give you all my opinion. I figured it out. Bigfoot
is
their original form. Okay? He is their original form. And you know, they're always chasing this dude. He gets away. He runs from them and all of that.
Always.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know why? Because he know how fucked up they are. He trying to stay the hell away from ass. And I do believe that's who they really are.
That's who are.
You know?
Yeah, I believe that shit. Like the Yeti, the Abominable Snowman. I mean, they didn't just make this shit up. They had some stuff to do. Like,
everything is made up. Everything is made up. Everything. If it's not stolen and rearranged, it's made up.
Yeah, cause you hear about this shit on the other the continents about motherfucking Bigfoot, the Yeti. You don't hear about this shit in Africa. No real shit. I mean, you say that, it's kind of like it wakes it up. You know, it wakes something up inside of you. And you're
real animals for your ass. And they made all that shit too. They can't walk around with the lions like we do over there. They can't walk around holding a hyena. It's suckers to eat them up.
They would tear their ass. Right, I was going to say that too. They're going to tear their front person's ass up.
That put himself out there with that lion talking about Jesus is going to save him.
Good luck.
Oh, yo.
Hey, look, you don't see all the free healers healing corona, do you?
Right.
They church the masses all. Where you at now? Huh?
Yeah.
I thought y'all ain't. What happened?
I guess
it's too strong for him. But
Jesus,
see,
yeah,
of course,
listen.
Of course, you scared because you made it in his name.
How about that?
Your evil, diabolical plan to destroy the black race, when you finished praying, you said in Jesus' name. And then I'm going to make them worship the God that I'm using to kill them.
Right. Are you going to beg for mercy from Jesus?
He's going to use
like
of all the prayers and then people kill me.
It's going
to
be, I'm waiting for a long time.
I was saying, Jesus ain't
like
run the hill yet.
I'm going to say like this.
The devil made me do it. The devil
right.
made me do it. I want to hear what the devil got to say about that shit, because I believe he getting the bad
rap. I'm waiting for
the
So, nigga, the devil is you. Shit.
Right. The devil got me doing it.
Say that.
I blame the devil. The devil got me doing all this and that. I'm
okay.
I'm waiting for the devil.
Little babies, little babies is devil. Yeah, we didn't say that like that.
See, this is the big mistake. When we are young, we are trained. We are trained and taught to be nice, kind, courteous, gentle, fair, reasonable. When they are raised, they're taught to be hateful, murderous, malicious, conniving.
Yep.
Okay.
And also, like, oh, we got to forgive them. We got to forgive them because of Jesus won us.
Ain't no kumbaya
what?
Now.
That ain't my job. That's not my job. Didn't the Bible say that God said forgiveness is his, right? And vengeance is his. And forgiveness is his.
Yep.
So forgiveness is not mine. That ain't my job.
Right.
Okay. And my
but
head
no more kumbaya, Lord. Right.
If I walked into you right now and smacked you in your face, would you hit me back or would you turn me on the cheek?
I'm not going to turn the other cheek. I'm just going to kick the cheek. Ain't nobody alive on this entire planet
and even the ones that's gone would do that. And I haven't yet to see a pastor, because I've seen pastors get jumped on. They ain't turn the other cheek. They start fighting. So
White folks don't turn their cheek.
That's the shit they want us to do. And we've been doing it for over 700 years.
Right. They still want us to be on the submissive. They want to be on the submissive and included.
That's like them saying, you're going to stand or you're going to die on your feet or you die on your knees.
On another note, message. Y'all out there, if you are not a member or active member or a member of a black organization, be it militia organization or just a couple people organization, you need to get up off your rump and get your boots on the ground, because it's going to be too late when they come for us, and now you're going to be trying to run or call for help. Don't disrespect brothers and sisters that wear this red, black, and green
and they
flag
also want to
and put themselves at risk for your nappy head and house lazy ass.
Right.
And I'm trying to send respect to my brothers and sisters that wear these uniforms, carry these guns, putting their life on the line for you ungrateful black bastards who will run from the white man but will kill your own brother. No.
Yeah, that's a no-no.
Time out.
That's a no-no.
Like I said, I've been here in my hometown for almost 4 months. Yeah, about 4 months. And maybe five. And almost 100 people dead.
And I'm 32 right now. And I'm 32 years old right now. I never seen no shit like this. But I know over a certain hour that they will come. Sure, we're going to start fighting back. We're going to start to stand up on our 2 feet. Just watch.
Like I said, this, if we all as a race of people in this country for at least 2 weeks, maybe a month, just disappear. No school, no work, no shopping, no nothing. Stay your ass in the house. I guarantee you they're going to send the cops out looking for black people. But I guarantee you this, if we can do it for a month, this country will collapse. One month without us spending money, without us making them money.
Exactly.
You know, but, that's not going to happen, because one thing about us, maybe 100,000 of us will do it, but the other 2.2 million, you can keep making money for the corporation, living like crumbs, living off of crumbs. Not making your work or your value, you know.
Right.
But you want me as a black store owner to cut you a break, give you a deal, but you don't walk into the white store saying, let me get a deal on these eggs. You pay to keep your mouth closed and you pay the price. Miss me.
How about that?
We got a Savers up the street. They charging $5.95 for a gallon of milk.
Oh, come on. $5 a gallon of milk?
$5.
That's a lot of money,
yo.
Huh? That is a lot of money.
Yeah, yo, man, so I'm about, you know, my cousin, the thing that's inhibiting me from attacking this place is that my cousin, one of my cousins, is the butcher in the place. And even him charging ridiculous prices. I said, man, you know, that meat look kind of old and it's kind of priced high for this neighborhood. I gotta make my money. So now I wasn't gonna put boots on the ground on the stove, but after he gave me the answer, I'm going to protest and pick it. I'm gonna shut them down. Plus the store is nasty. It smells in there. Most of the produce is old and raggedy. The store looks the same as it did 40 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't change a floor tile or nothing. They just did. A-Rab's just there getting the money. You know, and I told him, I said, I'm gonna put boots on the ground on your stuff. I'm gonna shut you down. You in this black neighborhood, and you're charging double prices. You know, and that's crazy.
That's the city of Cleveland.
If you see East Cleveland on TV, it's one of the worst places in the country to live. Black mayor and his family is robbing and raping the city. I mean, it's terrible. And you see, we get black folks in these positions, pastors, political, and y'all fuck y'all own people. I ain't voting for none of you. Get away from me before I smack you. You ain't going to do nothing for me. You come in my neighborhood for 2 weeks during the campaign, then I don't see you again in the next 4 years. Feed your beans. We got a new black mayor here in Cleveland, and my first impression of him is that he may be the alphabet people, LBGQA or whatever they call themselves, because he took a picture, and he had on some girly socks. His socks look like, you know, okay, is you the girl in the relationship or the dude? I don't know. This city sponsors that shit. You understand? They won't let the black panthers come here and march.
That's the sad part.
Flags march. they'll let the Klan march, and yeah, Cleveland's fucked up.
Right.
You know, Cleveland took 20 years of my life. You know, it's crazy. I see this in revenge. Hell yeah. You know, yeah. Humble Christian ass answer. No, it is revenge. I am the OC, and I got a long, long, long spine field, thorn field rod shaped like a you know what that I'm going to ram up there, you know what.
Yeah. But yo, getting back to this whole black myth thing, right? I think we really got to form our own political parties. We can't really allow for others to come to carpetbag into our community and start to run for office and start to represent the values of the political party and not for the people. In order for us to do that, we have to form our own political parties. That's why I started our own political party called the Hip-Hop Party. It's one that's going to have put our people in positions of power in order for them to make key decisions that represent our people. We got to put people in decision-making places to make key decisions. We can't keep complaining about the people who are in office unless we put our own people in office in order to serve our needs. That's what it comes down to. We got to start to look out for forming our own party. We got to go beyond talking and beyond action.
Abolishment of a system that is harmful. We don't need to put our people in their system, in their politics. We need to create our own system. We are not going to fix this shit. We're not going to change this shit. They're not going to let us. And you're never going to get enough black people in office to make those changes. So the thing is completely step off the country or the corporation, because this is not a country.
Mm-hmm.
We've been wasting time all these years trying to fight their political, their laws. How? First of all, you have
to
follow me.
So, why we don't make our own laws?
That's what I'm
saying. Why we don't make our own laws?
We need to eliminate the meat first.
Yep.
Bottom line, yo, we all these politics that we talk, we basically, we need to fight. We need to go to war. We need to fight and eliminate like they're eliminating us.
Yo, what kind of war? Yo, what kind of war? Like with guns and whatnot?
What you mean? It's three kinds of wars. One with guns.
Right.
One is, as y'all say, the political stage. And then there's one coming out the shadows. And I know that just went over everybody's head.
Well, I'm saying,
you want to say, oh, we don't have the weapons. No, we don't. We don't. They do. They control the tanks, the airplanes, the
so
everything,
they're not
eliminated
then.
Everything. Huh? You have to cut the head of the snake off. You think the president and the presidents of all these countries really running this shit? Or do you think it's the money running it?
It's the money.
It's the money, right?
It's the money, right?
So you
got to
say
the
four, five, or six wealthiest men. And how we know it's all men, it might be a woman up there on the planet is calling the shots. None of them are African. They're all Caucasian and maybe Chinese.
No, it's all Caucasians.
All Caucasians? You sure? Because he don't overlook one thing.
There's a war going on
with America and China for the last 10 years that nobody in the public knows about. They've been fighting like a mug for the last 10 years, and you don't see it on the news or hear about it. You see little catches about, oh, he's doing this. Oh, they done created a son. Do you know what that weapon is for? They're going to drop that shit over here. See, we've been so concerned about fighting America. You better watch the Chinese.
Yo, I'm saying though, why are we in harm's way? Why are we trying to say, as long as we live in America, fighting for America, we in harm's way because they kind of take out our master, right, or the ruler of this society, and we in the way. What we need to do is we need to build back Africa and start to make political and economic ties to Africa.
That sounds like,
we just need
to make a mad exit to Africa. Hell,
yes, you're right about that.
Here. 100%. Everybody black, go back to the motherland. Bottom line.
That's Garvey right there. So why we don't work on that?
I understand what you're saying, but you got a lot of people. Somebody just told me this yesterday. Was it my cousin? No, it was my son, matter of fact. Talking about where I'm going. You ain't going to live no better than this nowhere in the world. I say, so
why not?
Being here, I could live a hell of a lot better somewhere in the world. First of all, I'm not going to be the target every day. every day. You the target, but you living good. Every day you struggling
right.
to make ends meet, but you living good. There's no
That's
better
right.
place to live. You's a lie.
It's a lie right there. You're right about
Africa's
that.
Africa's full of, what did my son say? Just show me how naive these young folks here. Well, you know, it's all desolate. I say, brother, it's cities over there that make these cities here in America look like ghetto dumps. Beautiful cities over there.
You're right about
America,
that. You're right about
not
that.
Just show you that. The same little kid been dying of malnutrition for the last 10 years on the damn submersions. Same little dude.
She's dying.
She can barely eat.
Serious about this.
And
you know,
this is why y'all feed her instead of filming her, motherfucker.
Word. But you know, Brother Khalid, wait, you're in the fifth, you're wrong. What he's saying is right. I would look at it this way. You wouldn't want to go to Africa considering that Asia is taking advantage of motherfucking Africa when they put that light rail train system fucking transporting import-export thing out. They're basically making Africa go into debt.
Sister, they don't tell you. See, this is what I'm saying. The media will tell you what they want you to know and what they want you to believe. Because they over there killing them white folk. Them brothers ain't over there sitting on their hands. I got a direct connect line with the Black Panther Party in Nigeria, and they have been telling me a whole lot going on. The media don't cover none of that. Ain't no cameras around for y'all to see that. They don't want y'all to know they're losing Africa. They call it the Chinese. Ha, 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 ha. Them brothers ain't going to get it off either.
So I'm saying that's our fight right there. Once we start to connect with Africa and deal with the Africans, because they got resources. I mean, we got resources in Africa and we need to actually use to build our own people. Once we have a connection with Africa, we're trying to become a powerful people, and have a vote inside the UN. That's what Dr. America is trying to do before
you
guys.
Can I ask y'all a question?
Africans to really be a part of our own movement.
In your neighborhood, you live in a mostly black neighborhood, right, everybody?
Nah, I don't. I live in an Asian neighborhood.
Okay, well, listen to this. When the new year came in, did it sound like butterflies or did it sound like a war zone?
Mine sounded like war zone.
Who all say war zone?
I say war zone.
So that means all these black people with all these guns, whether they're illegal or not. So don't tell me we don't have the weapons and resources for all the noise I heard. It's plenty of guns. Now we gotta teach our people not to point them at each other, not to use them on each other. That's
right.
First and foremost, you know, so we got the weapons, we just don't have the sense and structure.
Right.
Because whether you want to say it or not, America ain't nothing but a big-ass army, conquering army. They've been that way from day one when they set their foot on this continent, coming off them ships with weapons then, shooting and killing everything. We discovered
and
we found America.
Yeah, but in reality. Yeah, but in reality, right, America military is falling apart. We look what's going on right now with Russia. We know what's going on right now in China. These people are bigger than us and stronger than us. We realize that. So, I mean, for us to be afraid or so respectful of the American army, I think really is a mistake. I think it's our intelligent move to try to get with people who are the future of the world and not the past of the world. And we're going to start to get with people who are starting to build our economic foundations. Once we got economics down, then we can start to control our lives a lot better.
What are you going to base your economic structure off of? What you're dealing with?
Natural
or
resources.
To create a whole
Africa has the most natural resources out of any continent on the planet. You realize all the gold is there, all the diamonds are there, all the uranium. And even more important, you got the cobalt.
They're going to knock them out of the sky. If you try to take their boats, they're going to sink them. You see what I'm saying? So how do we exit? Me personally, I ain't getting on the plane. I don't care who owned it. That's too much risk. And I'm not a skydiver. I can swim, but I ain't bigger than a shark. So what I'm saying is, when we exit, if we're going to have a mass exit, it has to be done. We have to have security securing our own exit. They're not going to let us leave as much as they say they don't want us here.
Right. But Aziz, we're in overtime, so don't nobody hang up.
I'm sorry.
Awesome discussion we've been having. Overtime right now, so We're going to move to closings. So I'm going to unmute everybody's mic and start a closing statement when you get on mark. So whoever wants to go first, Izzy, you want to go first with your closing?
Yeah, sure. All right, y'all. Like I always say, watch the six, watch somebody else's six, and somebody else's. Remember this, no one has the right to your life. No one has the right to make you put anything in your body that you feel you don't belong there. You are God over yourself. God over yourself. Black power.
Power, brother Izzy. Appreciate you calling in. Please don't be a stranger. We'd love to have you on Modified News as well.
I will.
I'm going to unmute everybody's mic. Please start with your closing because we're in overtime, so don't nobody hang up. Brother Isaiah, what's your closing?
Okay. My closing comment is, each one teach one. We always got black family. When you come together like this, we're at war right now, black family. So come on, come together as one, because all black everything, black love, black power, black empowerment. And we need to stop bashing at each other. We need a compromise. We need to focus on our strengths. Because we all we got. And y'all tired seeing the same narrative? Y'all tired seeing the same old shit you see on TV? Call in on Above Chewbacca Black Experience. And so we can give you the real black truth. Black love, black power. Peace. I love y'all.
Peace, love, light, and black empowerment. Thank you, Brother Isaiah, for coming on the show tonight. I'm going to unmute 810. What's your name and where are you calling from and what's your closing statement? What's your name? Where you calling from?
Oh, I'm TB Waheed from Michigan. I just jumped in for, on the last part. All I can say is that just prepare to exit. Stays left, stays right, and no matter which one, as long as we kick the door in, we got to get out here.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Now you're going to school? All right, good night. Good night, y'all.
Thank you.
Is it on me, Jay?
Yes.
Okay. I would say I concur with well, my brothers on the panel. I just got it. I concur. I'm in full agreement. I would say that, it's not a fucking dangerous world out there for them. I'm not really worried. I'm not scared. Not worried. I feel like the message is. Training, get ready. So you don't have to, be shocked when you're out there in the field. Let's encourage our other brothers and sisters to step out with us, but let's know that, we are out here. The ones that are out here and really are in awareness of what is going on, let's be supportive of each other. Let's stand with each other because it's already hard enough that we're out there facing this shit head on. But let's not, discourage each other from giving up. Let's not do all that. Let's work together, because it's one thing we gotta fight the fucking supremacy and the law of what they want. It's another thing we gotta fight within each other because they can't get on the same board with us. So fuck it, and they gotta get left behind. But the ones that are out there doing the work and actually trying to ensure our fucking existence. Let's not get in their way either. Let's just work with them and do what we're supposed to do so that ourselves right now, including our children for the future. Black first, everything, and Black love, black air, black power. Shit, fuck it, black power. You know, that's all you could think. That's all you got to say. That should be the most motivating statement to want you to go out and fucking defend your city, defend yourself, defend your family, defend you, you know, what the fight is about. We're subjected to the motherfucking environment and the shit that they're trying to kill us with. But however, we know what we have to do to ensure our survival. And I would put it in, it's me and there, me or them, meaning me or the system, me or whomever. Everyone can be a threat at some point to my existence, and I will not have that. I'm not going to never go out in the hands of an op friend or a motherfucking system or whatever the fuck they try to kill me with. I'm going to fight. So you have to either want to be a fighter or you want to just be in the back. If you want to be in the back, get out the way. So I got to say, I love you guys. I love my brother too. Okay, everybody, thank you, Brother Shabaka, for having me on your platform. That's Howard. And until the next time.
All right, thank you, lady. Brother Kaleem, go ahead with your closing.
All right, over to all right, people, I want to say we love everybody. I'm saying we are all we got, but we got to make we got to make partners and allies as much as we can. Realize that it's a unity thing. Africa has 54 nations. They can all work to be united. We know that Africa is uniting as one. And within 20 years, Africa will be a united country. They already have a common passport, and they're going to have one president, and they're going to have one currency. You know what I mean? One parliament, the same way that Marcus Garvey had in his mind 100 years, and the things are coming to fruition right now. We realize that it's up to us to unite with African leaders and create a strong coalition of African people like Marcus Garvey wanted to do. These are the ideas of our ancestors. I think once we start looking at things economically, that's when we start to get some real power, because he with the goal makes the rules. I'm saying our first focus should be economics, and then defense should be our second focus. But once we have our economic straight, we can all live better, eat better, we can all have our shopping, and we can start to support ourselves. We can start to make use of our own natural resources that the Most High has given us. We have everything that we need to become self-sufficient. There's no reason why that we can't, you know what I'm saying, allow it to empower Africans. We are letting foreigners come in, first from Europe, now from Asia, come in to try to colonize our continent. Once we start to get strong people like Julius Malina in power and Paul Kagame, who are working to create a united Africa, then we'll see how much power we have throughout the world. And as African Americans, we are a really strong people. It's not united. Some of us are not going to be on board because they're beholden to the Western system, because that's all they know, because they've been conditioned. But we got to work with the ones who are progressive enough to realize that Africa is in the future of our planet. It has all the resources. We just got to put the right people in power. The right people are not in power right now. We got to start to make an effort to really start to push people like Julius Malema. I'm not sure how much we know about Julius Malema, but once we learn more about it, we will see the power that we do have in Africa, and we can use that to build our people.
All right. Thank you, Brother Kaleem. All right, thank you all for tuning in to Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced tonight. This air date was January 18th, 2022. Open mic discussion, what's going on in 2022 for Black people. Make sure you check out Frontline Black News on Saturdays at 10 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Make sure you check out the Revolutionary Agenda on Thursdays at 4 p.m. And also check us out on frontlinecampaign.org. That's the website for the crews. And we will see you on the flip. Peace, love, light, and Black empowerment. We're going out with Black.
That sound about right. No, you ain't never said a lie. You ain't told a lie. Everybody wanna be an athlete. Everybody wanna rap on beats. Everybody wanna eat watermelon and fried chicken. Sorry, it's the black thing. Yeah. Everybody wanna hit after me. After me. Watch your back, cause they after me. Got different women up in my living room trying to measure my dick. Maybe it's a black thing. Don't subtweet at me. We was kicking freestyles in the backseat. Did your classrooms like a gladly. You buy and sell drugs in the alley. Yeah, finally got a pot of compassion. Working overtime, you can tell it's delicious. I don't wanna find no divine division. I be getting high, nigga, it's a black thing. Yeah. Black shots to knock me. I be on new shit, so they copy. Did it by tree. Go ahead then, watch me, nigga, don't watch TV. You can get it all on CD. I know it's time aside, though. Every time you at my recital, I will serve you like appetizers. You should know, nigga, I'm your idol. I'm your idol now. Up in the West, pound and jigger. Everybody wanna be black. Don't nobody wanna be a nigga. Like Malcolm X, peeking outside my window. Everybody wanna be black, but don't nobody wanna be a nigga. Everybody try and get dreads and shit, but they ain't African. All the light girls getting the tan so they can darken their skin. I'm sorry, it's the black thing. I don't give a fuck, yeah, I said the shit. Rhetoric. Everybody wanna design something for Louis Vuitton, baby, it's the black thing. Blacked out in the backseat of the black Jeep, listening to Black by me. You can catch me a taste of soul, eating on gumbo with the black IP. Yeah, black on, black, nigga, I'm back on track, my shit black owned. If you ain't a nigga, then you can't say, nigga, it's the black thing. Yeah, Spike Lee, do the right thing. Don't step on my Nike, just got these. Go roll for the neck piece, nigga, you up in my white tee. Or you wanna be just like me, huh? To the police wanna lock me up. Chevy on creep, black F. Both ones. What it's gon' be, what it's gon' be, you can ask about me. Who up in the West? Pop a dog pound and jigger. Everybody wanna be black. Don't nobody wanna be a nigga. Feel like Malcolm X. Thinking outside my window. Everybody wanna be black, but don't nobody wanna be a nigga.